right. Good morning, Medford and Somerville. You got, I'm Charlie.
And I'm not.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm not.
Woefully beefless.
Woefully Charlie-less. Maybe not woefully. Maybe that's a good thing. But, yeah, I'm here. I'm back. I'm back on the scene. I think if you pay attention to the music world at all, you'll know that Kendrick Lamar released a new album last night. It's called Unmastered, Unmodified.
Nope.
Untamed.
Okay, so fine. Good new news from Jake. What else do you have
to say? Easy breezy, beautiful cover girl. That was the name. But I was gonna say let's play some clean country tomorrow, but I totally forgot my computer.
Yeah, it's gonna hurt the cause. So I'm gonna play some more.
So we're not gonna play that. But yeah. You know, sure. Shout out.
It's fine. Love you. Shout out to the day of the week, letter of F for Friday. That's today, and I think we're all happy about it. If you'd like to call in and chat with us. Nice calling. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, and you can give us a call at 617-627-3800. We'd be happy to chat.
Please help me.
Moving on, we're going to play some of this music, and it's fine. And it'll be all okay.
Well, you're out about on the freeways this morning. No dinosaurs to worry about. Don't feel it burn. Rock me in your arms. I can't feel it burn. My words will dry up on the skin, just like a name I remember hearing. Wild winter, warm coffee, mom's gone. Do you love me? Blazing summer, cold coffee, baby's gone. Do you love me? Wrap me in your arms. I can't feel it burn. Rock me in your arms. I can't feel it burn. Get up, get down. Get up, get down. Feel the general tension and start. See the next one waiting. Get up, get down. Get up. Get up, sit in the seat with a pair of feet changed. Get up, get down, get up, get down. Be the general Jason and stop, see the next one waiting. Get up, get down, get up, get down. Get up, sit in the seat with a pair of feet changed.
All right, that was a song about coffee, everyone's favorite drink, and Jake's on mic three. All right, so Zach is back after his long hiatus because he's a he's fine.
Hello, listeners. This is Zach. I am probably the same as last time you heard me. I have not been abducted by any aliens, and my brain has not been replaced. I have no otherworldly agendas on my mind.
That's exactly what someone with otherworldly agendas would say.
That's true.
I definitely just want to my presence on this earth has nothing to do with a desire to bring my otherworldly species to new heights. Here on this planet, I'm still very much human, and I'm excited to continue my tenure on this show. So if you would just excuse me while I play a tiny bit of interstellar white noise, and you just listen quietly and calmly and don't make too many movements and just close your eyes and let yourself be
this is still
carried
happening.
Away
this is still
by that noise.
Happening.
No, this
that would be great.
No, this sounds pretty good.
And Zach's getting a phone call.
He's asking for that. That ruined the.
Wasn't it an alarm or
was
it
an alarm?
Or was it really secret beeps from the aliens?
No, oh. you guys.
Spooky. that.
All of your brains have now been replaced with alien brains after you heard that noise.
Shit, let's go.
Yep. So, anyways, we're gonna move on.
I want a new brain. I'm like the Tin Man.
Jake should have a new brain. That would be great. What's been going on in the world in the past couple weeks?
Super Tuesday happened
Tuesday.
Since that was the big thing. Bueno. we got
I'm ready for Hillary.
Yeah, I'm pretty ready for Hillary at this point.
I did
cast a vote for Bernie Sanders, but I'm very much ready for Hillary.
I registered to vote in New York, so I casted zero votes on Tuesday.
I cast.
I don't know.
They did such a good casted thing.
Any votes that I would have made on Tuesday would have been fraudulent.
That's true.
And therefore, I did not make any.
Yeah. Thanks to the Republican Party for taking such a strong stand on voter fraud that they require voter ID in a lot of states.
They didn't here. Regardless, Zachy, plug in this one. And then we're going to
For all the listeners out there who know that we are usually connected to Aux 2, this week...
It's Aux 1.
We're changing things up.
Just because I got confused. Anyways, yeah, let's play some new music. What do you got for a sec?
Yeah, we got some new music from one of Charlie's favorite bands. We've been keeping up with them as they approach... As they're on the ascent to their new album coming out sometime.
Oh, let's go. Soon. I'm excited about this. Let's go. Let's play
so,
it up.
Here's a new single from them.
Great. Hot takes from Yesayer.
Yesayer with Silly Me.
Silly Me.
Yesayer's new album.
Tricks are for me.
drops. I just typed that on Google as I said it. And it drops ...
Help. Walk
dot,
sign is help.
Unknown. Unknown date in my mind.
Good.
That's, has been announced.
That was completely useless.
April 1st.
All right. So, hey, that's
so,
next month.
We've got a lot of...
Also, happy new season of Dead Heart Radio. I didn't change the name officially because I was afraid that they wouldn't realize that I was a returning DJ.
Oh, this is a new
They'd season. Be like, oh, new show, and this guy's like, you know, once 9 a.m. on Friday, like...
So the name lives, essentially.
Yes, the name lives on because I'm too afraid to change it.
All right.
Wow, that name is a real blast from the past. It's just of like it epitomizes all things that are like blasts from our past. really just like the entire freshman season.
Same. Well, let's get a traffic report going here. It's 9:17.
There's traffic.
Alrighty.
I wonder where I'm getting a poem.
What do you see there?
The sky is cloudy.
That's not traffic.
That's not traffic.
An unidentified flying object is flying over Page Hall.
That's not traffic. It's got a Z value.
The skies are looking slightly crowded today. I believe there are multiple species of aliens competing for our brains.
Same.
The people are not out. They must know that there is some sort of interstellar danger occurring right over here at Clemson University.
This makes me so upset. This new idea of yours about interstellar danger. I wish we would get hit by an interstellar car.
Those, by the way, are called spaceships, as I've come to learn.
Whatever.
Speaking of space...
No, I really like the idea of interstellar danger.
I want an interstellar sneaky retreat. Ayo.
Let's not talk about sneaky retreats on this show.
Speaking of space, what was his name? Returned from space recently.
Oh, Scott Kelly returned
Scott
from
Kelly
a year
returned
of space.
From a year yeah. of so, space. And
congrats,
he's 2 inches
Scott.
Taller.
My dad, my mom returned from space.
My
mom's name Kelly. Well, not spelling it Kelly, but Scott Kelly.
Is your dad's name Scott?
My dad's name is Scott.
Kelly.
This is indeed a moment.
Welcome back, Mom and Dad.
Yes.
I missed you for a year. You're never in my life.
We went to brunch with your mom that one time. I went to that flea market. I bought Patriots glass.
Yeah, you did. That was like a year ago or something. That makes sense.
Zach, you think about a song to play. I'm gonna read a poem. Mm. It's called. This is part of our eclectic mix of talk, comedy, and fun. Is this talk here? It's poetic talk.
Are you doing this every show now?
Yeah, for sure. It's fun. Anyways, the name of the poem is "What Kind of Times Are These?" by Adrian Rich. And here it goes. There's a place between two stands of trees where the grass grows uphill, and the old Revolutionary Road breaks off into shadows near a meeting house abandoned by the persecuted. Who disappeared into those shadows. I've walked there picking mushrooms at the edge of dread, but don't be fooled. This isn't a Russian poem. This isn't somewhere else but here. Our country moving closer to its own truth, and dread its own ways of making people disappear. I won't tell you where the place is, the dark mesh of the woods meeting the unmarked strip of light, ghost-ridden crossroads, leaf-mold paradise. I know already who wants to buy it, sell it, make it disappear, and I won't tell you where it is, so why do I tell you anything? Because you still listen, because in times like these, to have you listen at all, it's necessary to talk about trees. What was that?
It's necessary to talk about trees.
I got
do you
lost.
Read the poems before you
No, read? I was a sight read there.
See, I feel like some of the effect may have been lost about this. Kind of the stumbling over the tree metaphor.
Yeah, I didn't get any of the tree metaphor. Last week's machines, that was a good poem.
That was a good machine. Machines.
Only by balancing may move, and only by moving may balance. It was like some sort of bicycle metaphor.
That's kind of, yeah.
It was a sweet poem.
That poem, you can't just read
this one. I got totally lost. But the other one, I got the meter right.
I think the
meter.
The goal the meter. Should the be meter to find made. Like. To find a poem that's not gonna really hit the listeners over the head. So like that was clearly a poem with a statement to make.
About what? About trees?
Yeah.
And you know, the other one was about bikes, and
the bikes one was so good because
it reinforced don't steal my bike.
And the theme of last week's show was machines. So why would you steal the beauty of this beautiful machine?
Machines, don't steal my machines.
Yeah,
I mean, a lot of machines. Please don't steal them, please.
Okay, so while we're on the next show, we're each going to write a poem, and then we will read them all aloud.
No, we're not.
And the theme of today's poem will be trees. And we'll see if we can write a better poem about trees than this lady.
Trees, my dreams. please don't
steal
please
my trees.
Don't steal my trees. They're so cool to me.
Okay, so
by the way, one quick fact that I found out yesterday in my voting district on Super Tuesday, Marco Rubio got 666 votes exactly.
Oh, yikes.
Which I guess that, interpret that how you will, but I found that out yesterday.
Anyways, Zach, you got a song?
Yeah, you know what? I have a song, briefly scanning for lyrics. Okay, great. Great. We've got a new single from, a new single from one of Jake's favorite artists this time. I'm making the rounds today.
Let's hit it up.
At our joint birthday party a few weeks, actually a month ago at this point.
Wow.
Jake begged me all night to play songs by this artist.
Time goes fast.
Okay. You're already a month into your 21st year of existence. How does that feel?
Existence is slipping through my fingers.
Strange?
Like sand.
Yesterday I went to an establishment that sells drinks.
Sure.
And they carded me at the door, and the guy still said happy birthday. And like, sure, fine, like, great. I've only been out like twice since I turned 21, so it actually still is somewhat of a novel thing.
Yeah, I got told happy birthday too. Like the last time.
Oh, it's so sad that your birthday happened.
Well, but
it just seems strange. Like, at this point, I would think that I would just be like,
I don't want.
Yeah, like happy birthday, Charlie. You turned 27
months ago.
July. Yeah, happy birthday. By the way,
happy birthday, Charlie.
Yeah, happy birthday.
All right, moving on.
On to music.
Let's play some music.
Thank you.
So I pray to God to find only God can give me life. Make my body come alive. I've got a right to have you side. So you hold me while I'm alive. Let me end up so sorry. So let me love as good to love as good to love. So let me love as good to love as good to love. Just let me love, just let me love, just let me love. It's good to love, it's good to love, it's good to love.
All right, I give that song a 4 out of 10. Jake, you want to go first? We got a poetry slam battle going on right here.
We got...
It's not necessarily a slam, but we're both going to say our new poems.
It is most definitely right. Not
we
a
got,
slam.
We got a...
What's the title of your poem?
We got a sextet here. It's called Trees.
Mine's called Trees, too.
Is it six lines because that's how many you wrote before that song
that's
ended?
That's how many I could write before that song ended, and also study Chinese at the same time. I wrote it in the corner of my Chinese homework. Here we go. It's called Trees. Trees are shredded by... trees are shredded by the shredder boys. Please save the trees. There's only 5 of them left. There's a blue one, red one, yellow one, black one.
That was your poem?
That was not 6 lines.
That was 6
lines.
Is
that actually what you wrote?
Yeah.
Let me see it. I don't believe that.
Well, I added the last line.
Wow. Okay, well, mine is much more... We'll see. We'll see what mine's like. Let me get into character here. Yeah, this is called Trees by Charlie Meyer. Trees, trees, you have leaves swaying in the breeze. Don't forget that I have needs. Do you contain sap or do you contain a map to the center of my soul? Probably the first. But that will not quench my thirst for meaning in this forest of life. Nice.
Wow.
Wow.
I opted to allow my ideas to ruminate, and I will...
You're just going to try and copy mine, jerk.
No.
Mine was sick.
I will come back with a full poem about trees next week.
Trees. I have knees. I have knees in the dark trees of the bees.
So I
that was honestly better than what you just said.
I guess it is PSA time. It is 9:30 and 30 seconds.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to read a PSA here about animals. And interesting, the name of the movie is at the Museum of Science. The Museum of Science presents Animals, Machines in Motion. Discover the marvels of natural engineering at the Animals, Machines in Motion exhibit at the Museum of Science. Explore how a variety of living and extinct species, from microbes in trees to fish and animals and mammals, have evolved to live on Earth. See how humans draw upon the adaptations of living and extinct species for modern innovations such as prosthetic limbs. This interactive experience features digital media, scientific models, and real specimens, including a giraffe's heart. You can even... not making that up.
They kept the... They just tore the giraffe's heart out. Well, we gotta make use of this giraffe. Like, we can't use the rest of him. We just gotta use his heart for this exhibit of machines.
You can also come face to face with a real life T-Rex.
No, you won't. You won't be able to do that. You can't. They're all dead. You can't.
A real life-sized cast of T-Rex, name of Sue, the largest and most complete T-Rex ever discovered. For more information about the animals exhibit, as well as everything else going on at the Museum of Science, check out the website at mos.org. That's mos.org. Or call 617-723-2500. This has been a public service message from the Museum of Science and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Rest in peace, giraffe.
That was the longest PSA.
Well, it's because of this. Because they tore that giraffe's heart out.
They took a perfectly healthy giraffe and they just like ripped its heart out of its body.
Yeah, you guys really dragged that one on.
Well, it's because it was hilarious.
Yeah, that's the
I would love to see that exhibit.
Yeah, just a still beating like heart the size of like my car. There you go.
Yeah, dress art, size of the car, you know.
Probably. It's
that's actually, you know, when Henry Ford was making the Model T, he said, you know,
what is
you know
dress?
what's the perfect size for one of these things? You know, I got no idea. Heart. Letter shape of T. We got to make this car. And he says, you know, what's the biggest organ inside the tallest animal that I can think of? And he says, well, you know, the heart of the giraffe's got to be pretty big. And so he decided to tear one out.
Just like
and then
today,
he made a Model T that just looked like just today, the same size as it.
He tore out the heart and he just discarded the rest of the body. It's been happening to giraffes for hundreds of years.
Well, because we need to know how big our cars are going to be.
Every time we build a car, we need to kill a new giraffe. We can't use the same heart.
This is a giraffe.
We killed so many.
Giraffes are good.
Like,
they're very tall. Anyways, Zach. You got some more music for us to play, or are you just gonna?
Well, first I was looking up the giraffe conservation status.
How are they doing?
Population is decreasing, so that's not.
I mean,
good.
Population of things are decreasing.
Yeah,
no, aren't no, are we all? True. No, we are increasing.
On the line, the long
deer,
run.
Deer are definitely increasing.
Really?
Yeah.
Probably dogs.
Yeah.
I don't know about dogs.
Cats?
No.
I don't know. Not big cats.
Bacteria are probably increasing. They're.
Moving on. Let's play some more music.
let's do it. All right, let's go.
Let's blast off.
Oh, oops.
Let's blast off.
Yeah, we're blasting off.
To the feeling.
That was kind of fun.
That was fun.
It's better than I expected it to be.
As Charlie said at the beginning of the Bayo show, it's legitimately fine.
At the beginning or at the end?
At the beginning. before anyone started playing, he was like, I mean, I'm not really that excited. I mean, his music is legitimately fine.
Was I wrong?
I mean, yeah, it was fine. It was a fun night. It was the first time that Charlie and I got to go to a show together.
That's cute.
Cute times.
Mm. It was, yeah, they were good times. And there's going to be a lot more just like that. Just like that. It's going to happen at the exact same time, on the exact same day. We're going to see the exact same lineup. We are going to relive the same
Can we not relive the part where I was really sick and that I bought those donuts that were expired and moldy?
But that was my favorite part.
What?
Yeah,
okay. I bought a sleeve of Hostess donuts in CVS, and it expired like 5 days earlier. And expiration dates are a sham. And so I saw that I opened it and I bit into one and I mashed my teeth into that donut.
Yeah, you bought it,
and then I get taste of mold.
Wait, you bought the donut?
Yes, I bought the no. So there the is a sleeve of Hostess donuts.
Donut.
Yeah, just like I bought after the Red Sox game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except those weren't moldy.
So I had high expectations. I was really excited for these donuts. I was going to pound them down.
You could bring a suit against CVS for that, you know?
Not really.
Let's do it.
You can't sue a company for having expired products on their shelves. Ask for a refund and they will give it to you.
Suits have been brought for
you
less.
You should have asked for a refund.
But I'm not going to go to CVS and be like, hey, like, I'm not going to save the donuts and be like, ah. You can't just go in there and be like, hey, you know, I got some bad donuts the other day. And they'll be like, oh, here's $1.50.
They'll probably give you some donuts to go away. Like, if you stick around.
If I just started screaming, yeah, but I don't want to induce that kind of stress on myself.
Well, I got gummy worms that night, actually. And they were not expired, for one.
I don't think those can ever expire.
See, that's what people would say about donuts typically. It'd be like, oh, those are so artificial that they can't even turn moldy and destroy
which
your whole
like
life.
So false.
And they totally did. And they totally destroyed my life, you know?
So biggest myth is that whole Twinkie thing. Like, you can have a Twinkie for years and years and like all eternity. Twinkies have a shelf life of like 2 weeks or like 3 weeks. Well, they're not that mummified.
How are the chocolate eclairs doing in your fridge?
They're still there. Do you want to come over?
Yeah.
Sometime we'll share an eclair down by the stairs. Share an eclair down by the stairs. It's gonna, where's the pears? Sorry, I'm still in the poem mode.
Poem mode is good though. I like still poems. Poem. I think we should always talk in rhyme.
That would be difficult.
Iambic pentameter.
Rhyme and riddles.
We would have to pay the people who write our script a lot more.
They're not very good at rhymes. Anyways, you got more songs for us, Zach?
What?
Well, that was such a good cackle, I guess. It wasn't really worth it.
Was it?
That was a great cackle. You have a song queued up, yeah?
A song queued up.
Let's listen to some Clean Kendrick on Spotify. Okay, in honor.
They don't have it.
Yeah, they do. They don't have the new one. They don't have the new one, but they have Clean to Pimp Butterfly. We can play it, you know, in honor.
I feel like
our good friend.
He's a more talented poet than I think I am.
Yes,
by just a little bit.
Yeah, I think the Bob Dylan of hip hop is doing a little bit better these days at poetry.
Is that what people call him?
That's what I've heard.
That's what I've heard.
Hot takes right here. Jake has heard Kendrick Lamar referred to as the Bob Dylan of hip-hop.
I mean, it makes sense. I'm going to walk out of here.
Okay.
However, negative on that existing.
Okay, but just play a song, is what I'm saying.
Listen to it.
Oh, play a song?
Yeah, that's what I asked like 4 minutes and 30 seconds ago.
It's just the regular one.
Look up To Pimp a Butterfly.
No, just move on.
All right, we'll drop it.
We're dropping. The ratings are dropping fast.
It is a masterpiece of an album. We cannot play it on the radio, unfortunately.
I don't want to. It's not fitting in our vibe. And I honestly want to stay the best poet on this show.
Is there any way that we'd be allowed to use songs to swear, however?
I think during like not workday hours than
so,
you can.
So we'd have to. Oh,
there's free harbor time, like late at night.
Oh well.
You can train as a DJ, and we'll talk about this.
Well, seven to eight.
Anyway, Zach is going to play a song now.
I am.
Seven to eight is not. Those aren't.
It's
actual
9 o'clock.
But like our previous show, you know.
No, they weren't.
This is a throwback to the days of Ronan being on the show.
Excellent.
Shout out to Ronan.
Yes.
Why don't you listen?
He does not.
That was it deserved a rude cut, I think.
It's 1993.
Do you have to let it linger?
We don't have to let it linger.
The Cranberries have just released Everyone Else Is Doing It, So Why Can't We? I think is that the name?
I really don't respect pieces of media that have names that are too long to say.
The Cranberries?
I think he meant the name of the album.
The name of the album. Or just like they're like, you know, I think that names are good, but
yeah. I think names are good, you say.
I really don't like, you know, I don't listen to the 1975, but I've heard their
new album's title is
their new album's title is
I can find it, guys. I can find it.
Their new album's title is like stocky. It's just the moment I saw it, it's something like
it has to be
like
abbreviated.
I like to watch you when you sleep because
I like it when you sleep, for you are so beautiful yet so unaware of it.
I hate that title so
That's
much.
That's the worst thing ever.
It's also all except for the I in the beginning. It's all lowercase.
Yeah, it really
it did not show that way. And anytime it's written in any sort of publication, it's written as I like ... because it's too long. You can't fit it in the title of like an article or anything like that.
It's not a great album.
Did you listen to it?
Oh, I did.
Really?
Well, no, I didn't. I didn't because it was like 3.5 hours long.
It is?
It's 3.5 hours long?
No, it's like an hour and 17 minutes. I don't know.
That's so self-indulgent.
I got bored of it. It wasn't that great.
No, the 1975 is not that great. They have
some catchy tunes.
Is it about stalking? Do they sing about stalking?
There's something about America in it. It was fine.
It's fine. Everything is fine.
It was legitimately fine.
I'm now looking up the duration because I want to see if you had it to the minute.
It's in my Google thing, so I can check it out.
Yeah.
Anyways, Jake,
you were 4 whole minutes off. In fact,
it is
an hour and 14 minutes. So
okay, that is pretty close, though.
That is pretty close. Mm-hmm.
Do you really have to let it linger? Do you have to?
No.
Do you have to?
Do you have to?
Do you have to let it linger?
No. I really don't.
That's right.
I thought the world was
everything. You know, life.
What? I thought nothing could go wrong. But I was wrong.
Okay.
So I was wrong.
You ready?
Yeah.
Let's just play Loveless. It's not that hard.
Just double click and...
All of Loveless. We're gonna stay in the early 90s because...
That sounds good.
That's a shame.
When they took me...
Two-thirds majority voted to stay in the early 90s, and one-third was just horribly impressed.
when they took me to the other planet and took me away from this Earth for
he's still on the planet.
We're still talking about interstellar.
interstellar danger. Yep.
They told me that 2016 was a lie. They didn't let me listen to any new music. And they were like, you have to listen to 1989 to 1994 for the rest of your time on this planet. So really, it was all the Cranberries and all My Bloody Valentine. When do I leave?
Yeah, when do you leave this planet?
Again, this planet again?
Yeah. When do you,
to go back?
Because you only have a certain term here.
True. I believe that I just have to collect around 9 souls.
All right.
Yeah.
9 it's signatures kind of for our planet petition. Please play a piece of music.
I'm soulless, so you don't need to collect nothing from me. I've seen a giraffe's heart torn out of his body.
That was a really short song.
That was only about 2 minutes of the song because I was caught off guard.
Fine.
Yeah. This is one of our best shows yet.
I think the mission statement of this show is an eclectic mix. So check of talk. We've been talking comedy. Got some great poems and fun.
And
I don't even know if
it says music in the description. We have been not playing music.
We've been under. Is that a lava lamp?
Yeah, there's a new lava lamp in here. An eclectic mix of talk, comedy, and music. I think it used to be and fun, and I think we switched to and music.
Guys, we're not having fun anymore.
No more fun.
I think once we played the graduation song on the air, our right to say.
What graduation song? Pomp and Circumstance?
Like the song called The Graduation Song.
We should play Pomp and Circumstance.
Edward Elgar's Pomp and Circumstance. If we're going to play some Elgar, it should be Enigma that? Variations.
Well, we're not going to play that right now, but... So did we fail at our mission statement? A bit.
A bit, yes.
Have we ever succeeded? Unclear.
That's just... Listen back through the archives.
Speaking of self-indulgence, you know. This is what this show is.
That is what everything.
But you know, a lot of life is self-indulgence. You know.
Yeah, you eat chocolates. You have an eclair from the fridge.
Living, taking up air.
Same.
Release.
Well, I'm gonna play something.
All right, sounds good. Let's play some music. That's what the music.
Some new music.
Oh, new music. That's even better.
Edward Elgar.
You're not.
Who's
good Elgar? Good Elgar.
Fine, do it.
Who's this man?
He's the guy who wrote Pomp and Circumstance.
Oh.
Thank you.
All right, so that was the finale from some piece by the guy who wrote Pomp and Circumstance.
Enigma Variations of Edward Elgar.
So, anyways, speaking of British, music, Tufts Wind Ensemble on Sunday will have their spring concert, 3 p.m. in Granoff. It's called The British Are Coming, and we'll be playing some Vaughan Williams, Percy Grainger, et cetera. Holst, we'll be playing Holst's First Suite, Wind Classic. Anyways, we got a full house in here. We got the swing shift coming up, and they got some trainees. So we got all sorts of people in the studio right now. You guys got something queued up, or should we play something to?
We got something queued up.
Round this out, okay?
Some jam.
Yeah, if you want to transfer over.
All right, sounds good.
Yo, no se mañana.
Shout for a second, and.